Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Hippocrates.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
So what do we hear here? You might think that you're in the mountains of Switzerland, because what do we hear? We hear cowbells. These bells are significant because every owner, whoever has been here before, since probably 30 years ago, have had these very cowbells. And it's the one thing they leave when they go, and it sort of is handed down to the next person who's going to be leasing this space.
That's Julie Chertow, owner of Cafe Aroma in downtown Ashland, Oregon. And on today's podcast, we take you on a journey to that time and place. It's an exciting adventure where we explore a world in which essential oils are put at the center of every experience. In a little town called Ashland, Oregon, tucked away among the main business district, there's a restaurant that lives in its own time and place, a total anachronism of the times we live in. The times we live in today is a time where technology is at the center of everything, where food is expected to fill us up, not necessarily nourish us, where we no longer make eye contact with each other for fear of missing that next notification or newsfeed post, where everyone lives in their own little bubbles and where saying hi to strangers is weird. Instead, this is a place where you're invited to slow down, where you're almost forced to unplug and indulge in nearly all of your senses, from the smells to the taste to the visual, and especially the feeling. The feeling that the food, the drinks, the atmosphere, and the people give you. It's a haven free from Wi-Fi, from bustle and chaos, and where every detail is centered around the goal of helping nourish and comfort the visitor. It's a haven for foodies, essential oil lovers, health nuts, and all those who are in need of some peace and calm. On today's show, we get an inside look into this essential oil-inspired restaurant. And not only that, but we'll get some in-depth advice on how we, all of us, can start using essential oils in our very own kitchens to help bring our culinary experiences to the highest level possible. We'll share recipes, favorite oils to cook with, cooking tips, and so much more. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. Now, before we get started on our audio tour into the Cafe Aroma, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Now, this recipe comes from Julie Chertow, who is the owner of Cafe Aroma, who you'll be hearing from in just a moment. And I asked her to give me one of her favorite recipes to add to the DIY dugout. And she gave over this amazing recipe for golden potatoes with rosemary oil. To make golden potatoes with rosemary oil, just dice up your Yukon gold potatoes and cook them in a high heat oil until brown. At the end of cooking, add finely chopped garlic, then turn off the heat and add 4 to 5 drops of Young Living's rosemary vitality oil. Then add Himalayan salt to taste and serve hot. I'd love to hear what you create after you listen to this episode in your kitchen. So send them our way, revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. Send us your recipes, your creations, and we'll add them to the dugout and share them on the show.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
This is Kiana. I asked her what it's like in there.
It's a whole experience when you walk in from the gorgeous hand-painted silk tapestries. It smells like a spa in here.
She really loves the smoothies here.
It's no joke. They don't mess around with smoothies here. It's so delicious. The essential oils really bring a bright, fresh flavor to it. Hannah, the smoothie crafter here, sometimes puts tangerine, sometimes puts orange oil. She also has a carrot juice with nutmeg oil, and that is seriously incredible. The nutrients from the essential oils that leave you feeling amazing throughout the day. You almost feel like you're on a high, but it's all natural and very healthy for you. So I really enjoy my experiences every time I come here.
Here's Kiana again talking about some of her favorite food items on the menu.
I love the Very Berry Delight. It's a blueberry, raspberry, strawberry, spinach, and kale mix. And the Hug in the Mug is really special too, especially for the fall now that it's getting colder out. It's warm, it's hearty, it feels really good. And only one drop of cinnamon oil, but that's like enough to warm your whole body and make you feel really comfortable and at home.
This is Leslie. It's her fourth time here, and she brought along her friend Kathy.
I'm having the Buddha Bliss. It's my favorite thing here. It's a beautiful, fresh-looking dish. It's on a cracker. I believe it's a quinoa cracker. And then there's avocados and microgreens and cucumber on it. And the hummus that they put on there is really, really good. And I'm not sure which essential oil that they put on it, but I think it's lemon. And it's very tasty and fresh.
Here's her friend Kathy.
Well, I'm trying the Ninja smoothie, and that's incredible. And like Leslie, I have the Buddha Bliss, which is really good. It's kind of got a toasted sesame type flavor to it. It's really delicious.
At Cafe Aroma, all of the ingredients are as fresh as possible, homemade from scratch, and every single item has an essential oil infused or incorporated into the recipe. Here's Julie Chertow, the owner, talking about how the Buddha Bliss is made, which is undoubtedly one of their most popular items on the menu.
The cracker on the bottom is homemade. It's a quinoa cracker, and we put dill oil in it and coconut oil, a little sea salt, and we hand bake every single one individually in our convection toaster oven because we don't have a regular oven. So we really are a very small little kitchen here, but we make do, and it works. And we make these crackers right here at Cafe Aroma, and people just love them. And so on top of that, we spread our homemade hummus, and we don't order like some big tub of hummus from some store. We soak our garbanzo beans. We make it from scratch every, you know, few days. It's got the lemon essential oil in it. We have, we do put some cumin in there and the sesame oil. I hand make the gamasio here in our rice cooker with the sesame seeds and the sea salt. You know, I can go buy that really easily in a store, but I take the mortar and pestle and I roast the sesame seeds and everything. I just really prefer and love everything that I can to do it handmade here, and it really tastes different. I don't know if anybody else shared with you today, like our seaweed salad we have. The seaweed is harvested in Maine in a very protective area. I've checked it out thoroughly to make sure that it's absolutely clean. We do specials. Sometimes we have sushi rolls that we do. Our mixed green salad, I make a special homemade dressing. I won't give away the entire recipe, but I'll hint at it. It's got tangerine and black pepper oil in it, and I won't share the rest. There's more oils and other ingredients in there, but it's definitely proprietary, and I'll probably end up bottling that as well because we get requests for that, as well as the salad dressing for the seaweed salad. So, yeah, people that want to be adventurous and try something new walk in here and they just love it.
There's so many things that make the Cafe Aroma a special place. Not only is it one of the only restaurants in the entire world, to our knowledge, that incorporates essential oils into every single recipe, but they also take such a different approach to creating an atmosphere for their patrons.
And it's very pretty here. She's got very gorgeous tapestry. It's colorful. I really like it. It's my style of decoration that she has here. If I could decorate my house, I'd decorate it like she has it here.
Beautiful chandeliers.
Unlike most cafes in the world, the Cafe Aroma does not allow the use of Wi-Fi in their restaurant. In fact, except for the little card reader on their machine to pay with credit cards, they don't even have internet there. That's because Julie believes that the use of electronics and so many other things can disrupt the atmosphere and the energy in the room. This isn't just a restaurant where you come to eat and laugh and talk with your friends. It's a restaurant where you come to do all that, but also to nourish your soul, to recoup, and to slow down in this world of hustle and bustle.
Definitely has a sort of enclosed protective feeling in here, and you can really feel it. We do not really allow people to be online here and wireless, like people hanging out all day on their computers because, you know, everybody's glued to their phones these days. But I am willing to have less customers, but to have an environment that's really healthy and goes with what we're trying to do here. That would be really kind of against what we're doing here. So I took that risk. And then there are people that really do love it when they come in here. It's like, oh my God, this is the only place I've ever been where not everybody is on their computers, you know, so that's really good. We have just probably, we have one beautiful community table here that has 8 stools, and it's a homemade table. I found this beautiful wood. I think it's called walnut wood, or, and we have the entire space is 2,000 square feet. It's very kind of shabby chic. You know, if you look up right when you walk through the door, I've got a bamboo archway that is this beautiful structure. And to me, I put it here as it has a feel as when you walk through it, it's like you're walking into another realm. And you really are too, because the oils being so high frequency, either with the aroma dome or with the food or coming out of our diffuser, it is a different realm in here.
The aroma dome that Julie talks about is an invention of hers. We've talked about it before on the show, so I won't go into too much detail here. But if you imagine the aroma dome as basically a sanctuary to enjoy essential oils. Now, the Cafe Aroma actually has 10 aroma dome stations in the back of the restaurant that patrons can go and visit and have an aroma dome session. There's even a consultation area to talk to someone experienced in essential oils to help you pick which oils might be best for your session. Here's Kiana again, the patron we talked to earlier, talking about her first experience going into the aroma dome.
It was one of the craziest experiences of my life in a positive way. I had just traveled a ton and I was really stressed and tired and I just wanted a good rejuvenation and also to feel at home in my new place that I was in, because that can be kind of scary too. And so just 40 minutes in the aroma dome, and it was like I felt rebirthed. It really feels that way. You're in this small cocoon. It feels very in that the only way you really can alleviate stress, trauma, all of those things is from the amygdala. And that works through the olfactory. So through smell, you're activating your amygdala, and that's ridding you of negative and pent up emotion. And that was a really unique experience. Coming out of the aroma dome for the first time, I felt relaxed, rejuvenated, just like I had gotten a full body massage. That's how I can describe it to you. That high you feel after you get a massage, that is exactly how I felt, but it was through smell. It was incredible.
The space that Cafe Aroma is in has never been a restaurant, so they've had to do some major renovations. And at the heart of all these changes has been the mission to create a space that heals. They even go so far as to put essential oils into all of the paint that goes on the walls. They also had to get creative in their layout and in the way they cook their items because of a recent fire code safety check.
This whole little kitchen, it's not in the back. It's right out in the cafe. So food preppers and our chef is right here with the people, you know, so it's not like tucked away. And we have 2 Vitamixers. We do not have a regular stove or oven. And so we actually just got a little challenge. The fire department came in here and said, sorry, you can't use those hot plates. So we had to let go of some menu items. It's making us more creative on how we can do certain foods in rice cookers. I mean, I'm using these rice cookers, stainless steel rice cookers, for almost everything right now, and then the Vitamixers. And it's amazing what you can do. We're going to be bringing our fall menu back, which is going to have our famous lemongrass soup. People just love this soup. It is so good. And it guarantees within like 1 or 2 bites, this simultaneous moan that starts going across the room. And I sit and watch for that to happen every single time when I've brought it to like gatherings or parties. And it's never failed. People just, when they first bite into any food with essential oils in it, there is a life, you know. It's very different than herbs. As we know, the frequency of essential oils are much higher than the herbs. And I don't think there's anything wrong with herbs. I think this is good and fine, but it's not the lifeblood of the plant. And that's what we get when we use oils in food. It just takes food to a whole nother level. It's another whole frequency. You can feel it. Like those, the customers were just saying, you can feel it when you take a bite into the food. You really do get kind of elevated. And I've had many people ask me, like, what are you putting in this food? Because they really get giddy and they start being more talkative and they start laughing and they're happier. And I watch it all the time. So that's really an exciting, wonderful thing to give to the community here. I love that.
We're back at the Cafe Aroma. Here's Hannah. She's an employee there.
So this is Hannah. Hi. She's a university student here in town.
Yeah, I'm a sophomore. I'll be a sophomore at SOU this year. But I'm really happy to be working here and glad that I could have this job in such a relaxing atmosphere and such great food. And I'm learning so much about the essential oils. It's really interesting.
And Hannah, what tips would you give someone who's learning how to cook with essential oils?
It only takes a little bit, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. There's so much to learn about, like, every single, there's just so many flavors, you know, plants and different dishes that you can make, and they just add so much flavor. It definitely tastes way noticeably flavorful. Than regular food that's just cooked with herbs or spices. So that was really cool to see, and like, it's cool to work with them.
So Hannah, what's your favorite smoothie?
Oh, definitely the ABC smoothie. It's almond, cardamom, and it's, I don't even know, it's so perfect. It's like kind of spicy, and it's really, the consistency of the smoothie is also just perfect. It's like perfectly smooth and yeah, it just tastes great. It's just my favorite, for
sure.
I
love that cardamom oil.
The cardamom oil in the smoothie, that sounds beautiful.
With the frozen banana and almond butter. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Julie, what's one of your favorite things to make with essential oils?
I make a beautiful, it's kind of like a bundt cake. Not kind of, it is, but it's a blueberry banana with lavender oil, and it has walnuts in it, and it is absolutely delicious. I make an almond orange glaze to go on the top, and all I can say is you're moaning on every single bite, for sure. So, yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah, our baked goods here are definitely pretty popular because a lot of people can't find gluten-free desserts.
Everything on the menu is gluten-free, even though that wasn't the original intention. All of the ingredients as well are non-GMO and organic whenever possible. So, Julie, do you have any like specific tips, especially maybe safety as well, and just practical things to say to people who want to start using the oils to cook with at home?
Yes. First of all, just know that there are like thousands of recipes online. You can just type in on Google recipe for peppermint brownies or whatever, and then you're going to get like, you know, 10,000 recipes on there with pictures, and it's all there. And then, of course, Young Living has a cookbook, and there's other cookbooks that people have made independently that you can find as well. I think they're on Life Science Publishing. Or the website is Life Science Publishers with an S at the end, .com, and possibly Amazon. But you don't, you know, just stick to the Young Living recipe books. Or if you do have a recipe book with oils, use the Young Living oils, even if they're speaking of another kind or whatever, because you want to be safe. And that is for sure the best oils, like I was saying, on the planet that you can feel, you know, rest assured that they're clean and safe and made properly. I would say some really important things to know is like what Hannah just shared, less is better. Like sometimes like for a whole 20 ounce smoothie, we have one drop of an oil in it. That's it. And often like the hotter or more strong oils like cinnamon oil, we will dip a toothpick in the oil bottle or put a drop on the end of a toothpick and then stir it in the food. And that is like more than enough, as opposed to dropping two or three drops in a dish. Sometimes we do with some of the drinks that are bigger, like we make them in bigger gallon containers or whatever, and that's different. But like for an individual cooking and using the oils at home. And then the other thing you need to know too is you always use the oils at the very end. So prepare your food, except for like baked goods, you can't do it at the end. You are going to put it the oil in the batter and then cook with it. So it might, the heat might kill off the properties, but the flavor definitely remains, and it's just awesome. But for everything else, like if you're making a pasta sauce, you'll make all, your whole sauce with whatever ingredients you have in there. At the very end is when you stir in your taste of Italy or your oregano or basil or marjoram oil into the sauce at the very end and stir it in. But you don't start with it and cook with it, because as much as you can, you want to retain those properties. Once you start using oils in your food prep, you'll never go back, because it really, like Hannah was saying, takes the food to another whole level, and it requires so little, so they really last a long. I know that like one drop of peppermint oil is equivalent to 29 tea bags, so that should give you some food for thought, how strong they are and how potent they are, and why we need so little of them in during food prep. And you just kind of, you know, start with less, and you can taste it and see if you want to add more, because if you start with too many drops of oils, you really can't go back. You can keep adding other ingredients, which sometimes I have to do.
So Julie, if you could create the perfect oily spice rack for a kitchen at someone's house, and maybe could pick, yeah, maybe 8 to 12 oils to put on it, what would be your top oils to have on there to cook with?
I would say for sure lemongrass vitality. And the reason for the lemongrass is because we make a lemongrass soup. Other than that, I don't know what I would use it in, but it is really good in soup for sure. I love when people ask me, well, what's lemongrass for? And I know it as a massage therapist to be great for ligaments and tendons. So I'll say like, and then the other thing, like if you look in the book, it will talk about how it's good for psychic awareness. So then I'm like, it's really supportive for ligaments and tendons, for psychic awareness, and soup. And they always laugh and think that's so funny, but it's true. I mean, there are so many uses for our oils. It's incredible. And it does cover a wide variety, you know, spiritual, emotional, physical. It's just amazing. I mean, I'll tell you, we have a gold mine with these oils. Okay, so lemongrass for sure on our spice rack, and definitely the citrus oils. So lemon, I'd say we use mostly the citrus oils would be, well, it depends too, because we use other ones in smoothies, but the lemon, tangerine, and orange oils are a must on the spice rack, and citrus fresh. That's a blend that has a bunch of citrus oils in it. We use it, like I shared before, with our water. And so that's just in our glass jar of water here that people, customers can just help themselves to. The other oil we tend to use a lot of is dill. You know, dill, and we use it in our quinoa, in the quinoa crackers we make. You can make deviled egg stuff, which we don't have here, but that's like really good for potato salad and those kinds of things. And, you know, that's pretty endless. Dill is really, really good. That's definitely a must. And then, okay, the other ones we use a lot of, especially in the fall, because of like you can put them in apple cider, you can do pumpkin cookies and pumpkin breads and things like that, are the spicier oils that we use a lot. And we also use them in smoothies and that, and the drinks too. Like we have ginger lemonade. So definitely nutmeg would be on top of my list, ginger. And then the cinnamon bark is a must. I mean, we use that in a lot of things like that. Hug in a mug, we put a drop of cinnamon. We use it in the hibiscus heaven drink, in a lot of things, in baked goods. So delicious. And then black pepper oil is a must as well. And I never use sprinkled black pepper. I only use the oil when it calls for that. And then also for more of the Italian vibe, like, you know, for pasta sauces, but we've made frittatas like with basil oil. I'm about to start a new adventure, which I've never done anything with, but I bought a bread maker, and I'm going to be making the bread here soon so we can have homemade bread with our soups for the winter. I'm going to attempt to make like a rosemary garlic bread and then a onion dill bread. Those are the two that I have my eye on, and I'm going to start working with this bread maker, and it has a whole gluten-free recipe and a button for that. Oils like rosemary vitality, the basil vitality, thyme vitality, really good. And then Also, you know, Laurus nebulosus, I don't know how many people know this, but that's bay leaf. So any recipe that calls for bay leaf, that's the oil you use, which is Laurus nebulosus. Coriander vitality is another one. And I don't know if people know this, but coriander is what? Cilantro. So same. That's the plant and cilantro oil. Oh my God, that you can use that in a lot of like Mexican dishes and a variety of stuff. Peppermint is going to be another one. We will do a lot of peppermint water, peppermint brownies. Peppermint may be a drink, not on our menu, but I've made drinks with peppermint oil in it. Lime oil, vitality oil is another really good one to have. And then this new one, and I don't know how permanent on the Young Living list it is, but while it's here, I definitely keep ordering. I love it. And it's the Taste of Italy. That's really good though for like pasta sauce. I mean, it's got three or four kinds of oregano, different oreganos, and is it basil in there? I think, but it's really good. And lavender, you want lavender for sure. Like I was sharing with you before that I make this beautiful blueberry banana lavender cake, a bundt cake, with this orange almond glaze on top. And man, that is just a big seller here. People just love it. It's gluten-free, all organic, non-GMO. So it's a winner, definitely a winner. I think I'll be baking that tonight. My bananas are ready. You got to use really ripe bananas for that. But it's fun. It's like it's so endless what you can create with your little spice rack I just gave you. It's endless. Just 10 or 12 oils can take you really far and really a wide variety of different dishes, drinks, dressings. And it's really endless. I mean, once you start using oils for your food prep, you'll never not, because it's just, you'll see how you feel. It's cheaper. It's so much more flavorful, and it's really creative too. I mean, I feel like I'm playing chemist when I'm making up a new drink. I tend to do that more than just following strict recipes. I might get an idea from a recipe, but then I kind of put my own little spin on it too. So I think you all will just, you know, don't be shy, like really try it. Just really go for it and try it. Even if you have never used oils in cooking, I didn't either, you know, and now I have a cafe and I've never been a chef. I'm a massage therapist. So, you know, this is all new to me too. And I just dove in and I love, I passion turning people onto food with oils in it. It's just what it's a gift that I'm giving them, even if they don't get it or realize it, but they certainly feel it. There's no question. I love kicking back and watching somebody new who's never been in here and watching what happens to them after they start eating. And it's pretty consistent. People get happier. They get more talkative. Their frequency is raised. That's one of the things our oils do.
Amazing, Julia. It sounds absolutely divine. Now, how can people find your cafe and how can they get in touch with you?
We're located at 296 East Main Street.
That's in Ashland, Oregon.
And our phone number is 541 area code 552-1244. And the name of my establishment is Essential Wellness. The cafe is called Cafe Aroma. So we have that in the window. And then also the Aroma Dome Wellness Room in the back here. So we are basically a Young Living hub. I mean, we've got all the retail oils, my book, Aroma Dome Changing Lives One Breath at a Time, and my Aroma Dome. Plus we have supplements and spritzers and bottles, the roll-ons and the whole Thieves line. So we're pretty saturated here in the oily world of Young Living essential oils. It's a haven if you come in here.
Well, thanks, Julie. It's been a pleasure. I hope you get to meet some of our listeners. I know we have a lot of listeners in California. Maybe they'll take the trek up to Ashland to visit the restaurant.
You're so welcome, and take care of yourself. And I'm going to wrap up here and have one of these wedding. Here, take a bite. This is so good.
I wish.
So good. Really. Oh. Okay. I just stole one of my baked goods.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.